She can sing.
Trash with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, before we get to this diva business, what do you got on Motley Crue?
Well, Vince Neil. You know, last time we heard from Vince Neil, he was out doing a solo show with his band, and he blew out his voice, and he said, "That's it, sorry, my voice is gone."
Oh, yeah.
And he walked off the stage, and that was the last we'd heard of him in 2021. Well, you thought maybe that embarrassing situation would have him go back to the drawing board, get himself right, get himself in shape, face 2022 with a newfound optimism and a newfound vocal range. But apparently, that was not the case. Vince was back on stage at the Hollywood Casino in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, did it sound a little bit like this? Remember this? Ready? This is the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Hey, we'll hopefully see you next time, man.
The band just keeps going. He's like, I'm checking out. Well, I guess it was disastrous the other night. Fans have mixed thoughts about seeing him live. While some felt it was terrible, there were other reports. At least he's trying. He looks to have slimmed down a bit. And then here are some of the reviews, John.
You know, when you spend, you know, $40-$50 on a concert ticket, and I could be on the low end, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure probably.
You want to walk out of there with something better than, a review better than, at least you tried.
Somewhere between bad and terrible. There are no excuses. There's a difference between losing one's voice due to old age and or rock and rolling through the decades and singing off key. In Vince's case, both elements figure here. And says, I love the another guy. I love the Crue as much as anyone, but they're my first real rock band that I loved back in the day. But you have to know when to say when. I'm sure it's near impossible to give up the lifestyle, the fans, the fame, etc. Both admirable and sad. Please just quit. We all loved the Crue back in the day, but now they're just shells of them former selves. And who wants to pay hundreds of dollars to sit through this crap? It went on and on. The next guy, it was a good laugh. Vince just needs to stop drinking and relearn the lyrics. And then another guy, sadly, it was a good laugh. Sorry, Vince, love you, but your determination, but it sounds like to me it sounds like you're speaking a foreign language, and I don't feel bad about my own body after seeing your bingo wing.
After what?
He says, I don't feel bad about my own body after seeing your bingo wings. I guess it's under his arm or something.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that term. Bingo wings is what you
bingo
call
wings
arm fat that hangs.
That's what this guy calls it. We've got bingo our memories.
Wings.
We've got our memories. I commend you for your efforts. It's not going well.
That's great. That is great. Hey, well, at least he took the stage, unlike Adele. Now, Adele had this Las Vegas residency that was supposed to start, I don't know, I guess a couple nights ago, and she canceled out, postponed it the night before it was supposed to start. And she had said that it was COVID-related. Well, they dug in, the New York Post dug in, and they say otherwise. They say, oh, no, it wasn't COVID. We'll tell you why she quit. Why she postponed, because of a swimming pool. One of the reasons. She threw a fit over a swimming pool stunt that was supposed to be part of her act. She was supposed to stand in the middle of a swimming pool, but she did not like the swimming pool that the venue had provided and refused. When she saw the finished design, according to the Post story, she refused to take part. Adele described the pool as a baggy old pond, and she said she refused. They were supposed to fill the pool with water on this set, and she would be lifted up on a crane-type mechanism, creating the illusion that she was floating on the water. Well, she didn't like the looks of it. Not for safety reasons. She just said it looked like a baggy old pond. So she tearfully announced that a day before she was supposed to launch her residency, that she wasn't going to be doing it right now, and she used COVID. She said, a bunch of people on my team have COVID right now. I can't do that. And the Daily News said no, and the New York Daily News and the New York Post said no. They say she also was beefing with the venue over the 60-person choir that was going to be involved in it, and the set designer. The set cost millions of dollars to put together, and the fact that she bailed on this thing the day before the residency with people already in town who had already flown out is unforgivable. She should have, they said, if she was going to cancel out on this thing, postpone this thing, she should have done that, you know, a couple weeks in advance. Give these people a chance to
she knew what that
change
pool
up their
looked
hotel
like.
Or anything like that. Yeah, any of that other stuff. But now all these people are already in Vegas for the show, and that's not happening. So Adele getting all kinds of grief. So maybe Adele and Vince could
$1 million a day.
Adele and Vince could go out together and tour.